speaking, and she was my build, and she had broken capillaries on her face, and she looked like she'd been used. She looked like she was used on the streets. And she told my story up to where I was at that very moment. And then she went on for another 15 years. I tried to find that woman again. I never could. And I think that it was God coming to me in the form of what to me at that time in my drunken haze looked like some old street hag. And she was, you know, my enlightened master. She went on for another 15 years, and I suddenly got to see coming attractions. I knew that the only difference between that woman and myself was moment by moment by moment by moment, and I was going to be her. And suddenly I thought, my God, I belong in these meetings. I'm here because I drink. I drink. I belong here. And the idea was so horrific. I ran out onto Lexington Avenue into the nearest bar and knocked some more back the very next day. But it had happened for me. The very next day, I walked into an AA meeting and I said to you, I'm here for myself. But just because I walked across the threshold and because I had that awakening didn't mean to say I understood it all. I thought that you took one look at me and you said, thank God Lorna has arrived. She adds great tone and class to AA. We can hold our heads up high and we can walk out of the darkness of anonymity into the sunlight of notoriety, because she will lead us. But in reality, what was happening was you were patting me on the back, you know how you do, and you were saying, sweetheart, you keep coming back. You're in the right place. And I don't know what it was about me that betrayed I was a newcomer. By this stage, I was wearing gobs and gobs of makeup. And I couldn't be bothered to take it off every night. It was too much. So I was like Elizabeth I. I just slathered more on every day. And I department stores were just... And I was dressing out of thrift shops. I could have afforded to buy clothes, but I couldn't be bothered. It was just too much to be bothered. So if I went into a thrift shop and it sort of fit me, I bought it. And it might have a stain on it, and it might have a cigarette burn somewhere, but it fit and it was all right. And but I was really trying. You know, when one comes into AA, it doesn't mean, it's often described that one flips the switch off on a fan, but the blades don't stop turning for a while. And my blades didn't stop turning for quite a while. And I remember, I've been asked to tell this story, that one of my co-workers came to me once. You know, I had this big job. She came to me once, and in a very gentle, sweet voice that one would use to someone you don't want to disturb, she asked me, Lorna, why are you wearing a maid's uniform? And I took one look at this dress, and I suddenly realized with absolute horror that I was wearing a maid's uniform. It had the little cuffs. It was a salmon color, that horrible pinky salmon. Had little cuffs and the little collar and the matching belt, and it had buttons or a zip down the front, I can't remember which, and sensible pockets in the front. And I bought it because I thought it made me look neat and tidy. And I was desperately trying to keep it all together. I knew I was falling apart trying to keep it together. And, you know, I didn't lose my job.